بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The person wants to make himself to safeguard himself, to bring about good quality in the world, good character, good habits. But really, every one of us want, but we want to bring in ourselves those character, those qualities that can only come into us. And that's how to go against one's nafs. To go against one's. That is the most important thing. Because whenever that, whatever the nafs tells you to do, you must go against it. You must go against it. It sounds very easy, but when you are faced with situations, when you come to know, you come to realize that how difficult it is. But everything got its time, you know, when you continue doing something continuously, day after it becomes very easy. But the most important thing is, like for example, if a person got anger in him, he got anger in him, but that is the normal thing today. And we have to try to remedy that. Anger is something which is something no one can say is free from anger. But now how do you resist? How do you put it right? When you get angry, then you will learn to lapse several anger. Tolerance, forbearance. That's the most important one should have in it. Tolerance, sever, forbearance, those are the few things which is wanted at the time a person is angry. You have to exercise yourself. If you do not exercise yourself, you have to make up your mind. First and foremost, it's very important to say that I want to improve. It's very easy to say, you know, I want to do something good. Everyone says, I want to do this, go and do that, but that's not important. That is, you're saying lip service. To see in reality that I want to improve, if someone tells you, you know, you've got this bad habit in you. You say, yes, I've got this bad, please help me. You have to help yourself. No one can help you. If you think someone's going to help you, you can forget that. You have to help yourself. So anger is something which every one of us have. But now how to suppress the thing? But nothing, they cannot leave you all the time, it has to go in. It has to remain in you, that person using the correct places. Allah Ta'ala has given us everything for a reason. Anger too is a purpose, that you can fight your enemies. Not to fight your friends. Not to fight your friends. So this quality of the anger that we have in us, how to suppress that is the most important. Sabr. Sabr. Have patience. Everything you have a patience, that before you say something, you have this patience. You must have exercise yourself that I must do this, that I must not get angry, I must control myself. But for this control yourself, you have to also reprimand yourself. Because a habit cannot be changed overnight. So you have to reprimand yourself, but you must be sincere in this thing. This word, the road to suluk, is very, very fine. And you have to have so much of, you know what I mean? You must have tolerance in you. You must exercise, I'm prepared to now put myself right. I've got anger in me. Everything I speak to people, I get very angry very quickly with my wife, my children, my friends, everyone. Then anyone look at me and say, that person is the angry person, keep far from him. So know what he has to do now, he exercise himself at every moment of his time. So much tolerance that no matter what happens, he is, you know, tolerated, forbearing. That is the biggest important thing. And for that, the most important thing is that Muzana have pride. Muzana, pride is the most dangerous thing. Pride is the most dangerous thing. Because the pride is the one that prevents you from having sabr. Pride is the one that prevents you from having forbearance. Everything because of pride. So if we want to really put ourselves right, number one is this anger, is this much that you see in Suluk, this is what it's called. How to have sabr at the time when people fight with you. They go against you. At that moment you must become so strong that you're not gonna retaliate, but you're gonna keep back. Whether it's your wife, whether it's your friend, whether it's your enemy. In other words, everyone must be equal to you. See, equal means this one in Suluk, that you don't have no enemies. You know, you have no enemies at all. So anyone comes to you and has caused any kind of harm to you, it must not affect you at all. It must become quite, you will be able to tolerate everything. Yes. And pride, when it comes into a person, when you have pride, what is the remedy for pride? In the remedy for pride is to feel that you are nothing. You are nothing. Because if you are something, then you have pride in you. You feel nothing, I'm nothing. If he told you a piece of this, he said nothing to me. It must not affect you. If the person didn't salam to you, it must not affect you. If a person can tell you bad words to, it must not affect you. This is what you call pride, to bring about the condition in you, which is of this kind that you are nothing. You are piece of nothing in reality. Because to say like that, I am piece of nothing, is very easy. But the time when you face a situation at that occasion, when you keep quiet and you think I'm fit for that worse than that, then you have to humble yourself. In fact, pride means you have humility, you don't have pride. Modesty, kindness, you don't take bad words from your mouth. Do not take out bad words from your mouth, you do not take bad words. Because if you have bad words from your mouth, then you must remember this much, that you have lost everything. So one side, you must have no anger in you. Anger will come. But before, anger was controlling you, but now you control the anger. Straight away you control yourself. No matter what happens, suppress, you know. Pride will come, for just 1 second it must go away. You come, you're human. But you suppress, you put it off completely. It must not be. Like stinginess is a very bad thing. Worst thing is stinginess. For stinginess is generosity. Do not be stingy. Do not be a miser. Miser is the worst person in this world. Do not mise, especially with the family and everyone. Spend in the correct way. Do not be extravagant, but spend in the correct way. Do the right thing. But do not mise. That's why they say you give the child money, give the poor person. You are giving all the time, let your child become generous also. You give him the money, give him this hand. From a young age, you give him this child, you give that money to your child, that child knows that I must give him. So one side anger you must not have in you, one side pride you must not have in you, one side on that stinginess must not have in you. Yeah, when you are supposed to mice? Is a time when someone asks you something which against the law of Allah. Your closest friend, you can be closest friend. At that occasion, it is a very big test for you that whether you love Allah more or not your friend. And your friend will ask you for a favor, he's been so dear to you in every way. And he, that occasion he asks you for a favor of that kind of again about Allah. What will you do? At that occasion you're supposed to mind and stay. But another friend, not a friend, but a person is an enemy of yours. He comes and asks you, he's down and out. And he asks you for help. In your eyes now, that person is not an enemy. As I told you from the beginning, that a person who goes to Suluk, he's got no enemies. Because he's got only one person in him. Who is that? Allah Ta'ala. He takes every creation of Allah Ta'ala to be big equal. He will not harm anyone except that is belong to Allah. His love becomes so strong with Allah Ta'ala that he will not want to cause harm to any of his creation. So when he comes and asks you for help at that time too, you will you will forget everything you have been. So once I had a close friend of yours there, who asked you something and he said, Baba Allah, Yahud, not Tuji. Another side, enemy of yours supposed to be an enemy, not enemy. You give him good wholeheartedly. That is what is wanted in Suluk. That is what wanted. These few things that I'm asking about, anger, pride, stinginess, is these things we can have from taking out of our lives. I mentioned some time ago this incident, Hazrati mentioned, I would like to mention it. Whatever Hazrati said, I'd like to mention it. Then one time, you know, one Baba was sitting down, one Buzruk was sitting by the Baba, and his murid came there. Hazrat, you know, the murid, they came very close to the Sheikh. So what happened? The murid gave a lot of money to Hazrat, one bag of money for Hazrat. Now, they are not people of the world. They're not after your money. Understand? They're not. So he told, no, leave it down, it's so much, then keep it by you. You must have heard it, I like to say it, like my Hazrat said, I like to say it. So, you know, Hazrat, take it. Now he's pausing, Hazrat. He said, now, man, I won't take it, give it to the Baba. The moment he said, give it to the Baba, what? So much money, you must give him. That's called a chore. Thief got caught straight away. Now, he's not giving anything. Now, Huzur told him, Baba, you don't take also. Now, he's begging the Baba to take. The Baba is saying to him, you didn't hear what Hazrat said. He said, I will not take it. Hazrat on that point said, Dekho, that is a murid, and there's a Baba who got no contact with murid at all. Look at the difference. Look at the difference. That immediately the Sheikh said, don't take it, how much must be needing it to? I will not accept it. And that person, the moment you give it to him, not keep it and give it to him. At test you come to know who you are, what you are. Didn't take it. Now what was that? Was that? He's not taking, he's not taking it to. What must I tell you? Kundu? What do you do? Say, go throw in the sea. Maybe 100,000, 200, whatever. Throw in the sea, or maybe 10,000. On that point, Mahajaj said, agar yahan koi mufti hoga nahi, what would he say? What fatwa I give? Like he doesn't understand that fatwa is not to that person, right? That bimari will always be there with you. The sickness that will be there with you all the time, that will not come out. And the Buzruks, when the Sheikh, when he looks at what sickness he's got in him, let me remedy that thing. Tell him, also. Now he's waking up to go. Say, remember when you're going there, throw one at a time. One, not just the whole bottle at all. It must hurt you, it must show you. He's making remedy of one thing. He must show you. That's it. He must take it out of you. And he took that, he made sure he gave one day, put it down there, and he thought that. But he realized that even under the married, I had the sickness in me, I must put it. Like Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, one person, one big sersa comes, you know, big shot. He's carrying, he got his servant coming there, put some sweet meat, and left it there. So Hazrat Thani looked at it, said, oh, he's coming to become bad. And he brought one servant there also. He said that Naz Karna hai. They look at all those things. This is what the Sheikh is supposed to be. Quietly, just look at that person and say, oh, he brought this servant. Now the servant is gone. He said, now I'll fix him. He told him, you know what? I'm busy there. I have to go a certain place. They'll have to go, I'll meet you there again. He's looking at who's going to carry it. Who's going to carry the sweet meat? He carried the sweet meat. And Hazrat Thami said, I took him to places of his close friends, to his passing all those places. You must carry that thing there. Even another place said, I'm sorry, I'm still busy with another place. He made him go to everything, carried all the things. He said to himself, hey, my Satyanandakar. He himself saying that this is my Satyanandakar. My dear friend, why has the time to do this? My mother told us this. Take it out of us. We can't even carry one wet nice new walking street properly. What people will say. If your mother tells you to carry the box, you won't carry the box too. If your father tells you to carry this thing, you know I'll probably carry it. And here he's doing this. September. He realized, and after that, as a Tamil, he came back to Tanabon and then made him well. He said, no doubt that the sickness of mind that Khabis came out of me. That is a shirt. Take it out of you, this thing here, the sickness you got in you. I am someone. I am this, I am that. Your wife tell you something, you won't be taught. I'm the boss. Take off the left, right and center. Where that thing is? Where that? If a student told you something too, you feel why he told you. If a stranger tell you something, you told it. Remember this incident. A husband told us the incident, why he told him. But the time and why this mentioned it? Because it's an incident for a lesson, for a very big lesson. Do not have pride. Do not have? No matter who it is to. Do not have. So these are the things we have to learn to fight and put ourselves right with. And to learn to bring about good deeds, good character. And remember one thing, once you have the secret is this much, that once that you got the taste of the good deeds, the only thing now you have to do is to continue doing it. And once the love comes into your heart at that extent, then you speak up to realize how much you hate sins. My dear friends, when you become close to Allah, Allah and begin to do all the good deeds, good actions all the time, continuously, as I told you, the nafs must not come in between. Go against your nafs. Because the nafs must not be near you. And as long as you keep away from the nafs at all times, in every situation, you come to realize that every good deed you begin to do. Being alone, that you begin to love good deeds. And you begin to hate sins. This is the condition a person must come to know, that he must begin to hate sins. You must hate sins. If you begin to hate sins, you come to realize how much you do good deeds only. You do not look at it whether it's small or big, you want to do it. But Allah forbid if a person, when he wants to commit sin all the time, and continue committing sin all the time, it becomes part of him then. Allah Almighty Father. And once it becomes part of it becomes very difficult for him to leave it. Very difficult. Become habitual to it. Very difficult. That's why he begins to enjoy the thing. But he does not know that he begins to enjoy the thing, it's a very big sickness he has in it. The biggest sickness a person can have is absence. That's why when a person commits sins all the time, he becomes part of him, habitual to it, that become like that, everything now he goes against Sharia. And once he goes against Sharia, then that's the biggest sin. That's the sin of the body. Likewise, that's called the sin of the soul and the heart. The sin, the sickness of the body is this, that you find that person committing sin all the time. And the only remedy for that is this man, that he must make tawbah. But the remedy for the soul and the heart is very important. Once that is done, the sickness of that is it. The sickness of that remedy is this much, that you go and sit in the company of the pious people. As you go to the doctor tells you this is a remedy you will come to. Without the doctor, when a person is sick, he has to go to the doctor. The doctor prescribes, he follows the things. Likewise, the sickness of the heart and soul, which is very important. If you don't go to a doctor for a sickness of the body, no problem. But if you don't go to a doctor for a sickness of the soul and deal and heart, then you must know that is harmful for you. It's harmful because for the day after. His brother? Yeah. So that's because once it destroys you, you can do nothing about it. When you become sickness, that's what it is. So man has to understand this, but that he must make it. He must not go anything, follow anything according to his nafs. That's why there are three kinds of people. One is that person, by nature, Allah has made him soft. By nature, Allah Ta'ala has given him the quality of that kind. That does not mean Islam at all. We are not that kind. He's not, by nature, he's always soft, always kind. You find people of that kind. They are very soft all the time, they are very kind all the time. That Allah made them like that. They made them like that. But then we get those kind of people like us. We are forced now to put ourselves right. We have to force ourselves to put it right. And that is something which is now, to bring that good habit into us, we have to force ourselves. If you got anger in you, you have to force yourself not to get angry. You have to reprimand yourself. Either you read 2 rakat namaz, or either you give some money. Anything you're doing here, you force yourself, why I got angry in me. Don't just say why I got angry in me, that's sufficient. Now try to put it right. But remember, you only have a sheikh tell what to do, that must be right. What remedy he tells you. Don't bring your own remedy. But if a person got pride in him, he put all the jumpers right there outside. No, a person got pride in him, he said, hey, no, the best thing now, let me put all the shoes right outside. And everything. That's why when the Thani Rahmatullah Ali, when that person wanted to make a big mistake, so the Thani tells him, now what's the punishment now? The punishment, I said, I'll put all the shoes right there. Everyone say big shoes, Sufisa came back. So you cannot be on what the Shaykh says. So he said, no, that's why you have been let you demand what the Shaykh says, because that could cause more pride. So likewise, everything. So you have this thing in there. The second, that person who that he has to force himself. We have to force every moment, force yourself to do. When you miss a takbirullah, force yourself to go to it. You have to force yourself. Everything is a force, effective. Difficulty, but you don't know that the reward is very great. Every step you take towards Allah Ta'ala, the reward is very great. You only realize near Qiyamah. When people are looking for these good deeds at that time, Allah Ta'ala will be at that time, you don't remember where he came from. So only that person, and the third thing, there are few things one a person has to do to become more close to Allah. One is that, what an effort have to make. You have to make sure that you really work hard, put all kind of force. Second is to stay in the company of pious people. To stay in the company of pious people. Very important in these days, everybody, even the learned ones too, they have to stay in the pious company. Must stay in the pious company. Your kitab cannot take you anywhere. Your kitab cannot take you. No matter how much knowledge you have. Unless you know sit in the company of pious people. You look into history, you come to all the great scholars and all great people. They only progressed and they went very high because they stay in the company of pious people. Some great capable of mass should stay in the company of people who are not aliens. But they were very great because they stay in the company of pious people. You do not know the effect, the magnitude that is, how sincere you are to. Your sincerity will draw you towards him so closely, you'll be surprised that 1-2 days, 1-2 weeks, whatever you achieve, you cannot be achieved in months and years. Mahazar to say, Deen must be kafi. But for that person who is Sayyid Pan, Talib al-Sadiq, a true seeker. 3 majlis is sufficient. One of these we couldn't achieve. He is Sami. Just imagine what he said. You can come in the majlis all the time if you're not telling a Sadiq, true seeker. You achieve nothing. So that's that. So people to sit in the company of pious people. So we have to now learn. The majlis is all about this. But to make an effort that let me. Don't just say, I want to do something. Let's do it. Make sure that now I want to become a better person. I don't want to become a drunkard. I don't want to become a fornicator. I don't want this. To say that is not everything. You know, you get to the person, don't do this. Yes, and I don't want to do that. I'm trying very hard. That's not sufficient. To make yourself important, to make sure you force yourself not to commit those things. Once you begin to do those things, you say, you know what, hey, I'm seeing the cell phone. I don't know why I'm seeing the cell phone. You keep yourself happy by just saying that. Force yourself, I'm not going to see it. Reprimand yourself. No. I know one buzuk, you know. His friend always missing takbir ula. So he told, give 100 grand. I'm just an example, give 100 grand. That buzuk waiting for Hazrat Nabi up till now. Up till now, he's waiting with 100 grand. Never came. Why? Because he made sure that he did not commit that guna again. The Shaykh can only tell you, advise you. But if what you're doing now is between you and Allah Ta'ala, Shaykh does not know what, not Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, but sometimes because the barakah, Shaykh begins to say things to you and he can, hey, tell you if you meet. But not Allah Ta'ala. Because with a sincerity, Allah makes you speak like that. But it's not good. As you see, you can block the Shaykh and come back. We want to become close to Allah Ta'ala. This is the remedy. The remedy is only one thing, that do not become a friend of the nafs. Not just the nafs will be far from it, I don't want it. And this is Imam Ghazali Rahimullah said this. He said this much, that remember, if you want to become a good person and good characters in you, then go against your nafs. Go against your nafs. Whether it's anger, whether it's pride, whether it's stinginess, whether it's whatever, go against your nafs. See how quickly Allah Ta'ala holds your hands. Allah Ta'ala nasabtu amalkum tawfiqis. Allah Ta'ala alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala sayyidina. Allahumma anna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajilna khizil dunya wa adab al qabr wa ta'ala. Fatir as samawati anta wali fil dunya wa akhirah. Tawaffani muslima wa lahkin usta'am. Allahumma as'aluka ridhaaka wa al-jannah. ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك ورحمتك. بسم الله.